Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from Calling House on behalf of our client, the National Public Opinion Research Firm. I'm looking to speak to Marcos Garza.
Who?
Marcos Garza.
No, got the wrong number.
Okay, I'm conducting a survey, sir. Would you like to participate and answer a few questions?
What's the survey about?
It's about some of the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities.
Okay. Is it going to take long?
It's about 8 to 10 minutes at the most.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you. First question, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
I sure am.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Almost
100%.
Certain? 100%. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. If you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth? Only the year.
1970.
Okay, thank you. Still young. What is your race?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Trump.
Trump, okay, thank you. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for the state Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I grew up a Democrat and a migrant worker.
Okay.
I worked in the packing sheds and fields since I was 5 years old. My grandmother was a supervisor. They, in Spanish, calls mayordoma.
Okay.
And worked me hard since I was a little boy. That's all I've done my whole life. And I've
seen
the Democrat Party that I admired change since the 90s. It's just done a 180. I don't recognize today's Democrat Party anymore. And the morals and values that I grew up with, church, Christianity, respecting others the way you want to be respected.
Yes.
You know, the yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am type attitude to where you're always good and respectful towards everybody, taking care of your elderly, teaching your young ones the right things in life. Sometimes it's hard, but you need to teach them the right things in life, not spoiling them. I don't see that from the Democrat Party today. I just don't see it.
Okay.
And I see a lot of that still available through the Republican Party. Even though I don't trust it, I'd rather side with the Republican Party today, even though I'm an independent now.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people using the scale from 0 to 100, with 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or never heard of them, please say so. Morgan Lamontia.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Okay.
I'd give her a 25.
25. Okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
0.
0. Okay.
He's a rat.
Thank you.
He's part of the problem in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Donald Trump.
I used to give him a 50 when he was a Democrat, but I've seen a lot of good things from him, even though he's got a big mouth.
Okay.
I'd give him about an 80.
Okay, thank you. What about Ted Cruz?
I like Ted Cruz. I'll give him an 85.
85, okay. What about Adrian Hinojosa?
Yeah, the Hinojosa family. Yeah, I know a lot about them.
Okay.
I give him a 40.
40, okay, thank you. What about Greg Abbott?
I give him 100. I admire what he's trying to do to protect not only my state of Texas, but the whole country in reality.
Okay, thank you. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I approve 100%.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. I don't really approve at all.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
No, Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
Ted Cruz, 100%.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote?
I'd vote for the candidate that understands the value of protection, of having borders.
Yeah.
She's done it the right way to become a U.S. citizen. She's
okay.
Born in Mexico. She's done it the right way. Vicente, he forgot. Even though he served our country, he's forgotten where he came from. And
okay.
I just don't trust him. I give my vote to her. Myra Flores.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Morgan LaMantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Adam Hinojosa.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read some of the issues that people say should be a priority for the governor of Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium, or high priority for the governor of Texas state legislature. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women, do you think that's not a top priority, low priority, medium, or high?
No, it's a high priority.
Okay, thank you. What about supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers?
That's a good question. My brother's a teacher, and
okay.
He's been a teacher for 20 years, and he tells me what happens, how bad it is at times in the public school districts. I understand both sides, you know.
Okay.
I'd give it a 50-50.
So you think that's a low priority, medium, high, or not at all of a priority?
I'd say it's a medium because I think
medium.
Parents should have the opportunity to decide if they want to continue having their kids go to public school or they
okay.
can afford to take them to a private school.
Okay, thank you so much. What about reforming the border policy?
Yeah. Reform? No. Endorse it. Endorse the one that's already in the books.
Okay.
I mean, it's like you, anybody. You got your own property. You got your own home.
Yeah.
You want anybody and everybody just to walk on into your home, onto your property? I don't think so.
Okay.
You know, why can't people have the same respect towards our country? You know?
Okay, so that's a high priority for you, medium,
Absolutely.
Low? Okay.
That's a high priority, 100%. Look, my
okay.
oldest daughter, she got drugged and raped by a dreamer illegal who had been living in Laredo, Texas. Ever
yeah.
since he was a little boy, his parents brought him over illegally.
Okay.
And he drugged and raped her. He ruined her college career. And
wow.
ever since then, it's like, you know, people don't realize how serious having these open borders really is until
yeah.
it affects one of their loved ones. And
I understand.
I don't wish that pain on anybody because it doesn't go away. My anger is just there constantly.
I understand. What about ensuring access to affordable, quality health care?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
100%.
What about supporting South Texas small businesses?
100%.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking again about the election this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you will be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community, much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Well, look, I've got my youngest daughter is gay, and
okay.
I've got several family members that are gay. I don't okay. love them any less.
Okay.
I have no problem with however anyone wants to be, or whether they became that way or they were born that way. Who am I to judge? Let
okay.
everybody live their lives. As long as they're not pushing it in my face,
mm-hmm.
I'm all about everybody having equal rights.
Okay. So that means that you will be willing to vote much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Yeah, I mean, much more likely, definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
Now,
what about a...
There's certain things that I just don't approve of, like in San Francisco, all those gays are out there flouting their private parts in the public and stuff. I don't approve of that at all.
Okay.
I mean, that's just
Thank
nasty.
You. Thank you. What about a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
Who voted against Texas abortion ban?
Yes, sir.
That's a tricky question.
Okay. The options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, I'm sorry, and much more likely.
Because of my faith, I don't believe in killing a fetus.
Okay.
I don't believe in that. But, you know, I understand that everybody's entitled to their own decisions. I wish there was more education in terms of those that want to abort to give them a little bit more extra knowledge of what they're doing to make sure they want to do that. I've got friends, female friends, who have had an abortion, and then, yeah, now at our age in the 50s, they regret it.
Okay.
And they say, man, I wish I wasn't just quickly pushed into doing it. I wish I would have had more knowledge, you know, given to me so I could have really thought of through and stuff.
Okay.
And so I'm 50-50, I guess.
Okay. Somewhat more likely then?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Thank you. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Well, after what's happened to me and my family, I have no... Look, secure the border. That's why we have ports of entry, so that anybody from the outside wants to come in, we can do a quick check, and we can determine if they don't have any criminal background and they're okay to come on into our country.
Okay, so that means it's either much less likely or somewhat less likely.
Someone that's going to contest Governor Abbott? No, less likely.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
50-50.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
100%.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, do you use WhatsApp? Yes, I have WhatsApp and belong to WhatsApp groups. Yes, I have WhatsApp and only use it for direct messages. Yes, I have WhatsApp and I'm part of groups and use it for direct messages. Those are the options. Or no, you don't have none.
No, I don't have WhatsApp.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican or Democrat or something else?
I'm an independent.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you consider yourself closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
Nowadays, Republican Party.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Very conservative. Now, I've got some liberal part. I think every one of us got some liberal traits in us. But
okay.
My values are based on conservative values.
Okay. Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I got bachelor's, and I've got two associates, so I don't know.
Thank you so much. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Yes, sir. My name is Michael.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that
sure.
we may contact in the future? Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it. You have a good evening. Thank you.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.